Paul Simon, Graceland on RT Radio 1. Conor Pope, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, right?
Pricewatch at RT.ie. Pricewatch at RT.ie if you want Conor to grapple with one of your consumer issues. So we'll get straight to this one. Dear Conor, this is a long shot query. Last year I spent €233.90 through Ticketmaster on a pair of tickets for next Saturday's Heineken Cup final at the Aviva, which is now in the past.
Yep.
My Yahoo address was subsequently hacked and is now no longer accessible, so I received no email with the tickets. I have spent the weekend trying to access my Ticketmaster account. That was last weekend. When I tried to sign in, I know they've come up with I am sent to my email account. So this is a closed loop, because the reason I have a problem in the first place is that I can't access my Yahoo address. So I'm stuck. Am I screwed, or is there any other way of contacting Ticketmaster to resolve this?
Well, I thought I'd come to this person's aid. And as you say, we received this email last Monday, and I thought, wouldn't it be nice to get him to go and see the match and see his team triumph? Now, unfortunately, it didn't work out like that, and he was probably gutted at the result. But so it reflects the over-reliance, I think, that we have on technology. Because
yes,
technology is brilliant and we all extol its virtues. And I'd be first in the line when it comes to extolling technology's virtues. I use it for paying for stuff. I use it for boarding passes. I use it for almost everything. But when it goes wrong, you're absolutely screwed. Or you can be. Like, for instance, last summer I was on holidays in Portugal, and on the second day I broke my phone. It actually drowned in a little Calippo. A Calippo melted in a bag and completely killed the phone. And I suddenly realised that there was nothing I could do. I couldn't access my email. I couldn't access my banking, because the bank, even when I went online, my bank would say, oh well, we're going to send a confirmation code to your phone. And I was like, but I don't have a phone.
Yes.
And it just went on and on and on and on and on, until eventually I had to get a new phone.
So what's
in
the
Portugal
answer?
Well, so the answer is that, well, there's no answer, because that's the world in which we live.
Right.
We are reliant on the technology. And what happened in this instance, obviously he lost control of his Yahoo account, so all of the correspondence that Ticketmaster was sending was going to his Yahoo account, and he had no way of bypassing it. And this is not a problem with Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster did nothing wrong. They had a system in place. Now, I think what could actually happen, and what would be desirable, would be if you had a second layer. So if email A doesn't work, use email B. Or if mobile phone A doesn't work, use mobile phone B. Now, that's probably adding a layer of complexity to it.
But who has two mobile phones?
Well, you might have a partner or a wife.
Okay, right.
So, for instance, I could have said, listen, to my bank last summer,
yes,
if you can't get through to me,
yes,
call my
yes,
wife.
Fair enough.
Or
yeah,
similarly,
yeah, yeah.
A lot of people have more than one email address. So you could have a backup email address.
Right.
And I know that, for instance, Google has
that system
in place.
It shouldn't have to be that way.
In fairness, there's nothing. This is just an unfortunate situation. Mm. So anyway, bottom line is, I wanted to get this guy to go and see Leinster play against La Rochelle in the Aviva. So I contacted Ticketmaster, and to their credit, within 15 minutes they'd got back to me, and less than an hour later they'd got back to our listener. They'd resolved the problem, they'd sent him the tickets, and he went to see the game on Saturday, and I'm sure he was as heartbroken as all the other Leinster fans.
27-26.
Yeah. I was fairly ambivalent about it myself.
Right. No, but you've opened up a can of worms there.
My ambivalence to Leinster?
No. Increasingly, how we're slaves to technology, and when it goes wrong, what do we do?
That's a good point.
For example, my wife was in a shopping centre last week and all the tills went down.
Yep.
She couldn't. So everybody just had to roll their trolleys up and park them until it was solved. And then I think she pointed out as well, when she was going for the trolley, because a lot of us don't have cash anymore, she'd no coin for the trolley. They'll have to do that digitally, won't they?
Well, actually, I wish they would, because another pet hate of mine, because
right,
I don't carry coins that often, because I use my phone so much.
No, but here's the thing I want to talk to you about, and this has happened to me before, and it is this with banks, where when the app freezes or goes wrong, that you're frozen out of your money, because if you go online, you have to authenticate on your app before you can get in online.
Yeah.
So it's a loop again.
Exactly.
It's a closed loop.
Yeah.
Yes. Now I'm wondering, I want your advice on this. So eventually you have to make a call and you get somebody, and this poor person is on the other end of the line, and I was quite frustrated. I apologized in advance saying that I know you're not the person, but I have to vent in some way.
Yeah.
Right. Now, what I'm asking you is, just in a bigger picture, how do we as customers sort of, to use this word, escalate our complaints to make sure that something actually happens?
Yeah.
Because you are getting somebody, and that's their job, and they'll take the hit and they'll listen to me and they'll apologise and all that sort of thing. But does anything happen?
Yeah, no, it's extremely frustrating. And your frustration is not alone. And most people would have felt that. And probably one of the lines that the customer care operatives in any operation, be it banks, telecommunication companies, like, is people like you and I going, listen, I know this isn't your fault,
yes,
but...
Yes.
And then the frustration comes out. And it can be an extremely... I would imagine it's an extremely difficult place to work in a call centre, be it a bank or a telco or whatever it might be. Now, the answer to your question is, first, you have to stay calm. You get nothing by shouting at these people,
no,
because it's not their fault.
No,
right?
I didn't shout.
I'm not suggesting you did. A couple of things. So time your call well, right?
Okay.
So early morning calls will be answered faster than calls at midday,
fine,
right, for instance. So if the call centre opens at 8, call at 8, right?
Okay.
Next thing, you know, take some notes. Now, I'm not suggesting you become a stenographer, but just like record the name of the person you're speaking to, the time of the call, and any kind of call reference number that you get, so that when you have to call back a second time, you can say, listen, I was talking to Johnny at 25 past 7 yesterday evening. He gave me this reference number. And this is my problem.
Okay.
Whereas a lot of
good
the time,
advice.
we're so kind of flustered that we
yes.
don't take any kind of...
Okay.
So next thing is decide whether or not you need to make the call. Like, would the web chat, in your instance, could web chat have resolved your problem? It's possible it might have.
Okay.
Because the web chat technology that a lot of companies are developing is much, much improved compared to even 18 months ago.
Yeah, so, but it won't allow me to vent.
But the venting is...
Maybe I should just go to the back garden.
See, the venting isn't doing your blood pressure any good.
I know, so let that go.
So take notes, time your call well.
Right.
Look for alternative options. If you're calling an 0801 number or whatever it might be, look to see if you can find a landline number that you might
yes.
be able to call, because you might get through to a human being faster, because a lot of the time you have the whole, your call is important to us.
Yes.
Please press 1 for regicide
yes.
or whatever
yeah.
it might be. And so try and work out a different avenue to make the approach. And and also come up, you know, when it comes to, can I speak to a manager? Like the stock answer that they're all told is... there's no manager available. So at that point, take a deep breath and say, okay, can I arrange a callback? Now, a lot of people don't like to arrange a callback because they think it'll never happen. And a lot of the time, it won't happen. But similarly, saying, can I speak to a manager? Oh, just please hold, sir. And then they'll come back 10 minutes later and say, I'm sorry, there's no manager available. They're on lunch or they're at a meeting or whatever it might be, because there's never a manager available. So ask for the callback. And by doing that, you're putting the onus on them to make the call. And
you see
you appear to be getting more and more annoyed.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So I now feel how the call centre operatives must feel. But like, ultimately, we are at the mercy
okay.
of these companies.
Do you not think that we are going down a cul-de-sac with technology, and that big companies who are making large profits should reinvest in their apps and their customer service to make sure that we don't end up crashing? Because, for example, just like a bit of common sense. I would imagine a lot of people do shopping on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Would they?
Yeah, I would
right.
imagine a
okay.
lot of people do
right.
shopping on Saturdays.
So you're out with your phone and you're doing shopping and your app freezes.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do? You ring.
Yeah.
And what answer do you get?
We are open from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure that is the answer.
Yeah.
And
that doesn't make sense, does it?
No, absolutely. But that comes at a cost. And the problem isn't the technology. And the problem isn't our over-reliance on technology. The problem, as with so many things, is corporate greed. And all companies desire to maximise their profits by cutting costs when it comes to human beings and when it comes to training. Like, in a perfect world, the person who's answering the call to you from your bank or your telco or whatever, would be paid €30 an hour, would be empowered to deal with the problem, and would be invested
yes.
in fixing your problem.
Yeah.
And if they were to do that, they could cut all the branches and cut
okay.
all the physical infrastructure, but just pay the bloody frontline staff that they
yes.
that are their face of the company a little bit more and train them better.
Now you're losing it now. Just relax.
I'm getting annoyed.
Yeah. No, but and they know that most people want to be nice. And most people, although they're frustrated with their product or their app or whatever it is, they don't want to pick on the poor person who's answering the phone. So they know that.
Yeah.
They know that.
Yep.
So it's a sort of a buffer between them and the real world.
They have
them and their customers.
They have factored this into their business decision making. They know that a lot of the customers will grow so frustrated that they'll just forget about it. They won't seek to resolve the problem. And then maybe over a period of days or whatever, the app will be restored and it'll fix itself. And the company won't have to intervene or get involved in any way, shape or form. So they have worked out
right.
that it makes economic sense to disempower their frontline staff, to pay them poorly, and to give poor customer service because they make more money, their bottom line is improved, and the ultimate impact is that we all pay the price.
You don't paint a nice picture there at all.
And no.
Is it going to change?
I very much doubt it. Now, the only thing that might change it is that the robots will come along and the robots will be more empathetic and more empowered and more clued in, and they might be able to fix their problems faster. But that's a few weeks down the line.
But then all of these poor people who have jobs,
100%.
Albeit not well paid, won't
yeah,
have jobs.
And that's a real problem. And I wouldn't like to be seen to be making light of it, because you do not want a situation where human beings lose jobs. But that's happening, and that's what the world is.
Thanks for that. Pricewatch at RTE.ie. Pricewatch at RTE.ie if you want Conor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. And we'll talk to Conor next Monday. That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac on the way on Drive Time. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.